We're back with more of the John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
Rookies in the building all this week. The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. They've got the Bills have the draft picks and the undrafted free agents, including the guy who joins us in the studio right now. He is a native of Western New York, James Gaines. Jimmy Gaines, I can call you Jimmy, you said, right?
Yes, sir.
What's it like to be with your hometown team, the Buffalo Bills?
It's amazing. You know, it's amazing. I was well received from people from back home, you know, after leaving to go to the University of Miami and having the opportunity to play there. And just to be back home is wonderful.
Did you follow the Bills growing up? Were you a Bills fan as a youngster?
Yes, I was a Bills fan. I grew up watching the Bills. I had other teams that I watched, but, I mean, they were right in my backyard.
Sure.
So.
And definitely. You grew up, tell me about your high school career. You started at Waynesville North?
Yes, I started at Waynesville North my freshman and sophomore year. And then I transferred to Canisius High School my junior and senior year.
And how did that go for you? Obviously, you did a lot of winning in your years at Canisius, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely a change. You're coming from Waynesville North, we weren't very good at that time. I heard they're pretty good now.
Yeah.
But we didn't do a lot of winning, so I felt like I had a better opportunity to accomplish my dreams, you know, if I went to Canisius and not ended up doing that.
We talked about some of the mutual acquaintances we have. Canisius is kind of a tight-knit community. You probably have heard from some of the Canisius people since you've signed here at Buffalo.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. Through Facebook, text message, those guys, I'm still in contact with those guys. So it's always great. You know, it's a family over there at Canisius, so it's great talking to those guys.
Thanks to guys like you and several others, Canisius has become really kind of the preeminent high school football program here in Western New York, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, it was amazing. I heard before I got there, it wasn't very good. And then, you know, things I heard about it and I had to go all aboard with it.
Yeah. What positions did you play at Canisius High School?
Oh,
A
little bit of everything. A little running back, fullback, tight end, receiver, linebacker, safety. I mean, whatever I was asked to play, I played it.
And Jimmy, how did you make your way to University of Miami? Did they recruit you out of Canisius High School?
Yes, they did. I was originally committed to University of Buffalo.
Okay.
And with Turner Gill left that year I was coming out, and I decommitted from Buffalo, and I got a few offers, and Miami happened to be one of them, and I couldn't say no.
Yeah, I mean, was that like the biggest school that that was showing any interest in you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. That was the top school. I mean, there are other schools, Oklahoma and Arkansas at the same time, but I was sold on the U.
Yeah, why did you commit to UB at first? Because of Turner Gill? Did something about Coach Gill?
Yeah, the staff was amazing. You know, I really connected with the staff really well, and. And I just went. I wouldn't have minded being home. You know, it was fun for me. I knew a lot of the guys on the team as well. So, I mean, I had the opportunity, but you know, I decided to go down to South Florida.
Did they recruit you as a linebacker at University of Miami?
No, at Miami, yes.
Yeah.
At Miami,
what about UB?
Everywhere else, I was going to play safety.
Yeah. Yeah. You're kind of in that kind of tweener mode, aren't you?
Yeah, I was, but I'm pretty much sold on linebacker now. I've been playing it for the last 4 years. I'm really familiar with it now, so and comfortable with it too.
We're in studio with Jimmy Gaines, Bills linebacker, one of the free agent signees by the Buffalo Bills. What did Miami see of you that made them think that you belonged at the linebacker spot? Do you think?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure how they found me. I feel like I was. Just one of those guys. I was a two-star athlete coming out, you know. I was a two-star. I didn't really have much going. You know, I had a few things, but I didn't have too much. But they found me, Coach Michael Barrow and Randy Shannon at the time, and Coach Lovett, the defensive coordinator at the time. They found me, and they flew up to Buffalo CFL to see if I was what they thought I was, and I happened to be that way, and they offered me on my recruiting visit.
You started 27 games in 41 career games played for the Hurricanes. When did you become a starter? In your third year down there, or when did you start really being a regular guy in the lineup?
Well, my sophomore year, I earned the job, and then I earned a job, and then I wasn't really ready for it. You know, I ended up losing my job, I think, after the seventh or eighth game. And then my junior year, I was starting again, and then I got hurt in the spring. I had to get surgery, but I was
what kind of surgery?
Ankle surgery.
Okay.
So I had to do that, and so that held me back for the first half of the season. Then I started the last half of the season, and then my senior year I started all the games.
And tell me about your senior year. I mean, overall you had some pretty good numbers there. Three fumble recoveries, two interceptions. A pretty good senior year, I think, for the University of Miami. Huh?
Yeah, it was pretty successful. You know, I had a the opportunity to be healthy that whole year, and I'm just a lot smarter and a lot more football savvy, and being able to play the position, you know, instead of it coming from high school, I didn't really play linebacker too much. So my sophomore year was pretty much my second year playing linebacker. So senior year, I got it. I understood it.
And at the end of the year, did you go to any all-star games or workout combine type workouts, regional combines, anything like that?
I went to an all-star game in South Carolina called the College All-Star Bowl.
Okay.
And then I had my pro day, and then I worked out for the Miami Dolphins, and had some calls too from some other teams, and I happened to be, and now I'm here. You know?
Tell me about that All-Star game in South Carolina. How did you do that? Was it a week's worth of practice and then a game at the end of the week?
Yes, it was a week's worth of practice, and a lot of NFL teams were at the were there and watched us practice and watched the game too, and I played pretty well.
When did you have contact with the Buffalo Bills? Did they call you? Did they come to your pro day? Anything?
They were at my pro day, but I didn't speak to them. They didn't speak to me, and I did whatever I could the best I could for my pro day, and then, you know, I think my agent talked to where it was in contact with the Bills just a little, briefly. wasn't too much, and then draft day comes in. I get the call.
Did you expect to get drafted? Were you sitting there on Saturday thinking I might get a call here?
I was always told late round free agent guy. So I mean, when the draft ended, I wasn't too hurt by it. I mean, I understood what was happening. You know, I wasn't surprised, and I just wanted the opportunity to be able to work.
And when the draft ended, your phone probably started ringing off the hook, or what, did your agent's phone ring off the hook?
Both.
Were you in Miami or up here in Buffalo?
I was in Miami, moving all my things. I just graduated, so yeah. I just to move all my things to back up to here to Buffalo to my parents' house. So it was amazing.
And what? How many calls did you get?
Let's see, about
dozens. I mean,
I wouldn't say dozens. I got about four or five, okay. and then my agent got, you know, a few himself, and then. And you know, we compiled it, and we chose which one was the best decision for me.
Why was Buffalo the best for you?
Buffalo was the best for me not only because it was home, but because, you know, the system that I like the system that they have, the defense that they have coming in, you know, and the linebacker situation. I feel like I have a chance to compete for a job. You know, I come here to compete. Free agent or drafted. I mean, that's what I'm here to do.
How much of a factor was the hometown thing? Was it when you got the call and they said Buffalo, was that like immediately at the front of your list of places where you might want to sign?
Not necessarily, you know. I wasn't just looking at the location. I was looking at the whole thing, the whole big picture with it, because I wanted to make the best situation for myself. I didn't want to just come into a situation where I didn't have any chance to succeed. So, I mean, Buffalo was the best decision that I made so I could succeed.
We're with Jimmy Gaines, Bills linebacker and undrafted free agent signed to the roster this week. Jimmy, tell me about coming up here the last couple of days. What's it been like for you since you've come back home and been around the Buffalo Bills?
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind. Yeah. I mean, we were going here and there, you know, getting set up in our apartments and getting our physicals done and having a quick workout and just going through the meetings as well, the special teams and the defensive meeting, position meetings. I mean, it's, you know, it started at six, you know, six in this morning. So I mean, we've been running around a lot, you know, but this is what it is. It's my job now, so I have no problem with it. I love it.
People always talk about that for guys coming out of college, how there is no end. I mean, imagine you had your all-star game, you had your pro days, you were working out all the time, and here you are. And if you make the roster, you're going to be here doing this for until the end of the year, essentially. It's a long grind, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. But it's worth it. You know, I love the game. So, I mean, I wouldn't have it any other way, you know, just to play a sport that I love, play a game that I love. It's a child's game, you know. I'm just happy to have the opportunity.
What about this defense do you like, and what role do you think they might have in mind for you in this Bills defense this year?
This defense, this is 4-3 defense, you know. I'll probably play on the outside linebacker, probably the will position. That's what I was leaning towards. That's what I was thinking, you know. But I like it, you know. It's an aggressive defense. You know, and they get after it, you know, and I And I believe that our coaches that know exactly what ways to exploit the offenses that they go about doing it. So, I mean, just watching, because he came from the Detroit Lions, so I was just able to just to watch them and how they did. I mean, I'm excited.
As a Will linebacker, they'll probably have you rush the passer, I would think, right?
I could do whatever they ask me to.
That's some fun there, right?
Yeah, oh, definitely, definitely.
What about dropping into coverage? Are you comfortable running around back in coverage?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, my prior experience of playing safety in high school, I mean, that's definitely there.
Just sitting across the desk from me, you look like you got a big wingspan. Like you could cover, you know, a lot of territory back there in coverage. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, I could do what I can. You know, I do what I can and whenever it's asked of.
This Friday, Saturday, you guys are on the field. Saturday, Sunday, Monday for the rookie minicamp. What do you think that'll be like? It'll be a little bit, I would think, a little bit more intense than what you're doing leading up to Saturday here, huh?
Right. It's definitely going to be a little bit more intense, but you know, I'm looking forward to it. I don't really know what to expect other than the fact that it's going to be more intense. So I'm excited. You know, I'm excited. I'm enjoying the whole journey. Really.
What do your parents think about you being up here?
They're so happy.
Yeah,
they're definitely happy there that I'm back home, and my family is with my family members that are still here too. They're excited.
It's gonna be fun. Thanks for doing this with us.
Oh, no problem.
We appreciate it. Jimmy Gaines, Bills linebacker, signed from the University of Miami, one of the undrafted free agents signed this week by the Buffalo Bills. It is the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.